I think I might have just deleted my Twitter account by accident. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
It's not a good thing.
Why? Well, why not? Don't I just have to redo it if I've deleted my whole Twitter account?
Maybe everything goes away.
You cannot retain any of it. I've got a couple 3,000 followers or something, and they would all be gone? I think I hit the wrong button on my phone. I may have. Oh, no, this isn't good. That's the problem with technology, Pinto. Or it's the problem with somebody who doesn't know what they're doing with technology.
That might be what it is.
Oh, no, this is not good at all. I have to wait till 5 o'clock and check it out, but I think I may have deleted my entire Twitter account. That stinks. Folks, welcome to the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show on this Thursday afternoon on the mighty 790 KFGO. And because of schedules and because of holidays and because of vacations, Jerry Bader from Wisconsin, WTAQ, WSAU, and WHBL has not been in this program for what seems like months. It's only weeks, but it seems like months. But he is here today on January 9th as the holidays are past us to talk about the hot topic of the day, Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey and all sorts of hot water. Hello, Jerry Bader. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Mike. Happy New Year. Hot topic as in like toast?
Do you think so? Because as much as I'm reveling in this, as much as I'm relishing this, that this Republican who was going to be a frontrunner to be president seems to be flopping like a dead crappie on the sidewalk right now. It's a long ways away from the 2016 elections.
Yes, and now you just made a really good point. Things can, this is early. If it's going to happen, this is early. But let me tell you why I don't think this looks good at all. Have you seen the movie Argo?
I have not.
Great line from Argo where Ben Affleck makes his pitch to get those folks out of Iran. And someone says, is this the best bad idea you have? Yes, this is our best bad idea by far. And it's either bad or worse for Chris Christie. Well, the worst would be that he's lying and that he knew about it. Now, I'm not going to say that he's lying, but I'm going to tell you I'm suspicious. If this were not the era of Ryan Braun, Lance Armstrong, and Tiger Woods, I might take him at face value. I don't take anybody at face value anymore. I don't, no matter how credible they sound. And I ran the news conference on my show, and I thought he sounded credible. That said, it also has that perfect air of plausible deniability to it, where it lands at someone very high up in his administration, but not at his feet. A couple of other points. Whatever was causing this traffic snarl, and people who live in North Dakota and Wisconsin, they don't even know what traffic is. I mean, you get out east, and they're obsessed with it because it's a nightmare. This was the nightmare of all nightmares, and he lets it linger for days for finding out what the hell is causing it.
Well, more than that, this thing has been kind of swirling around since September for months.
Yeah.
And he came out today and said, well, geez, I just found out about this yesterday. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Well, if it's been there since September, then get to the bottom of it in October and put it away if you think it's that big of a deal or if you think it's going to be a problem. You don't wait until you have to fire your chief of staff and ask for the party chairman of the state to step down and start throwing people under a New Jersey bus. Get to the bottom of it 5 months ago.
Well, that's exactly right. And he is saying, well, no, I asked them, you know, he made that joke. Yeah, I was the guy working the cones. He said, I never would have made that joke had my staff not assured me they weren't involved. A caller of mine made a great point. Why didn't he do the digging? Why didn't he make darn sure? Why didn't he investigate? This probably warranted investigating his staff. Something, you know, he said, no, I trust my people. I wouldn't want to do that. Well, okay, here's what you get for that. And that goes to the best bad possibility here for Chris Christie, and that is you know how I feel about people with whom Scott Walker.
Yes, and I was going to bring that up because you know you've criticized,
man.
And you're a big Walker guy. You love Scott Walker in Wisconsin, but you criticize him, and I give you credit for it because he surrounds himself with bad people. Not bad people.
Right. But Chris Christie makes Scott Walker look like a piker when it comes. I mean, because she was really high up. I mean, she's deputy chief of staff for the love of Pete. It's bad, and right now, okay, if you ask the question, can Chris Christie survive this to run for president? Today, but you made a great point, it's early. Today, I would not put the odds at any better than 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
No, well, why? Because let me come at it from this standpoint. Conservatives and Republicans are going ballistic about Hillary Clinton running for president in 2016 because of what you see as the greatest, biggest, largest scandal of all time, Benghazi. Do you think that she could run, and will she run, and could she survive, Jerry, if she runs in 2016?
I think it's going to be tough. I really do. I think Benghazi will haunt her. Here's the difference. I see two possibilities for this going down the road. One is that it comes out that he did know about it. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I still think that's a possibility. Two, he's never going to prove, and this is where he's going to, and you know how politics work.
Mm-hmm.
You are guilty until proven innocent. He is never going to be able to prove that he didn't know. And being unable to prove that negative, I think this thing haunts him for a long time.
When it comes to Clinton and Benghazi, and I don't quite think that it's that as terrible, as big of a scandal as your side thinks it is, but if it turns out to be, and that cost Hillary Clinton the nomination or the presidency, I could understand that. It would be a big deal, and it would not be anything good for her. The trouble with Christie here is this is, in the whole scheme of things, a relatively minor deal, but it is so petty and so vindictive and so childish and so unnecessary that it paints him as being all of those things, including what he is well known as, and that's a bully, Jerry. And you know that this is a classic bully move that, okay, this guy didn't endorse me. Well, up his. I'm gonna have traffic in his town and show him who's boss here.
And that's why people are having a hard time believing Chris Christie's denial, because it fits into that. I'm going to slightly disagree with you that this is a small deal. It's possible at least one person died because emergency personnel could not get to her. This is where I think it's a big deal. It's one thing to punish a politician. He didn't punish the mayor. He punished the mayor's constituents. They used citizens, voters, Americans as collateral damage. I think that's a big deal.
Now, are you enjoying this because Chris Christie was not your guy? Or are you doing a facepalm today, Jerry, going, my gosh, here's a guy that we thought maybe could take the White House in 2016? Because I do think that Christie does appeal more to the middle than some other candidates like a Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or you name it on the far right side. So are you facepalming or are you celebrating today, Jerry?
I am facepalming in this regard. I can't believe, you know, however I feel about Chris Christie on the ideological spectrum, I didn't think, when this first came out, I dismissed it because I didn't think anything that stupid to come out of the Christie administration. Whether his fingerprints and DNA are on this or not, I could not imagine that something this stupid was true. So it's facepalm. I would be facepalming for any politician of any ideological stripe. This is as dumb a thing as I have seen in a long, long time.
Does this open the door for your guy in Wisconsin? Does he, I don't know what Scott Walker's plans are. I tend to see that he views himself as presidential timber. I don't know if that's the case or not. But if Chris Christie goes by the wayside, does that open the door then for somebody like a Scott Walker or a Paul Ryan or somebody of a more conservative stripe to emerge?
I think it does. I think if Christie, there are a couple of ways to look at this. Does Christie decide he's so damaged that he doesn't pursue the White House? If that happens, for anyone else in the Republican field, but probably most notably Scott Walker, because people who were attracted to the gubernatorial executive experience of Chris Christie, they might not like Scott Walker's demeanor, or that they think he's a little more conservative than Chris Christie, but they may gravitate him. That's if Christie decides that he's out. But the other thing now is, and remember, they are friends. Scott Walker and Chris Christie are close friends. Does this make Scott Walker decide, I've got a better shot, and does it maybe just make him all that more certain that he's going to run?
See, and I'll still stick by what I came in with, Jerry, and that is that, okay, it's a scandal. There's no question. I also have a hard time believing that Christie didn't know something about it, and I think that he was lax in pursuing the truth in the matter, but politics are so what have you done for me today? And we have such short memories as Americans and as voters. Remember Bill Clinton? He was in the White House when that whole thing came out.
Yeah.
And he was real. We are very forgiving. If people tell us what we want to hear and we believe that they can do for us what we want them to do, we'll forgive them in a big way, Jerry. And you know better than I do that 2 years, 2.5 years is a long, long time. I don't think we've seen the last of Chris Christie. And I don't believe that he is going to say, you know, I messed up. I'm out. The ego is too large, like many politicians. Just the strive, the wanting to be a president is far too large that he's not going to step by the wayside.
And let me say two things he did very right that I haven't mentioned, which could in fact make you right on this. And that is the first. He said, "Look, make something very clear." He started and ended his statement with this: "This is my responsibility. This ends with me." That, I think, was huge. And secondly, a head actually rolling was critical, too. So he did two things right. And I don't know how many times he said it during that, and not only the Q&A, but during his statement before the Q&A during the news conference. Look, this is my responsibility. That's why I'm going there, and I'm apologizing personally to the mayor and the residents of that city. That could go a long, long way.
But he still being Chris Christie, couldn't avoid, and this stood out to me for some reason, when somebody asked him about the mayor, he said, "I wouldn't know the mayor if he walked in this room right now. Never met the guy, wouldn't know him from Adam." And to me, that came across as, to hell with him, who's this small town mayor? I don't have any, you know, he's unimportant to me. I don't know him. And to me, that kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I kind of went, oh, you're taking a shot at the mayor of the small town.
But you know why he said that, though? Even the mayor said that. Even the mayor said, "I didn't think I was important enough to be targeted." And Christie said that earlier, that I think this is the point Christie was trying to make on that. They never thought they would get his endorsement, ever.
Yeah. No, he's a Democrat. People should know that.
Right.
The mayor of the town's a Democrat.
Right.
Yeah.
And there are some Democrats. He said there were some 60 local Democratic officials in Jersey that endorsed him. They never thought that mayor was going to be one of them, which is probably the only thing that gives him any credibility. That's why he was saying that, Mike. Look, this guy was never in my yes column where I thought I had him, which is why there's no way I would be part of this.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Jerry, I'm going to let you go because we're going to have a very short segment if you come back. Good to talk to you again. Let's kind of get in a routine here. I can't be on your show tomorrow because I'm going to be in Devil's Lake in the middle of a lake and my reception will not be very good, but let's get things going regularly starting today into next week and beyond. Okay.
Sounds perfect, Mike.
You bet. Jerry Bader, WTAQ, WSAU, WHBL.